Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it is Blog Talk Radio, but actually the show you're listening to is called Spiritual Talk Radio, and my name is Michael, and I'm your host here for this program, and so I appreciate you joining me on this wonderful, beautiful Saturday. It's a little cloudy where I'm at, but it's all the way you look at things, I guess. And so I hope that it's beautiful wherever you are. And if it's not beautiful wherever you are, then create it to be beautiful wherever you are. Okay? Like I said, it's all in the way we look at things and stuff like that. Man, you know, I've had it. I don't know about you, but I've already had one of those crazy, crazy days already. Ran to Walmart and was trying to find something. Have you ever just went to Walmart and trying to run in there and you're in a hurry and you're thinking, man, I know right where. Yeah, no. So I was like, whoa. Okay, and I asked some people and they sent me there and here. And yeah, it was just like, okay, no. I think Walmart needs a different system, I think. I don't know. All right, but that's how my day started. Hey, I finally did find my product that I was looking for. It just took a while. And so, You know, and I think it's interesting. And Stephen, my spirit guide, loves, because he knows I don't have any patience. And so Stephen, my spirit guide, he's in my life to teach me patience. So he puts me in situations like that where, you know, I need patience. So I thought, okay, let's just calm down. Let me get into spirit. Let me figure this out. I am intuitive. Let me figure out where this thing is. And so instead of asking them, please listen to what spirit wants to say. Instead of asking them where this product was that I needed, I asked the spirit within me. Do you know immediately when I asked the spirit within me where this was, do you know that I went right to it? Yeah, you're wondering right now, probably like me, why I didn't start with that. But, you know, sometimes we just don't start with spirit. We think, hey, I got it figured out. I know where this is. I know what I'm doing. I know what's going on. And we don't a lot of times. So thank you, spirit, for helping me. That's all I got to say. I want to give you my website in case you want a separate reading with me. You can do that today. I will tell you right now we're running a deal. 20 minutes with me, $20. My prices are reasonable, but they're a little higher than that. So that's a pretty good deal. And, you know, I don't know if you've got a Father's Day gift yet, but you know, maybe that'd be a good thing to think about with your dad. 20 minutes with me, $20. Go to my website, www.insightsofmichael.com. That deal ends on the 20th, 5 days actually from right now. As far as I know, it's going to end. Check it out, www.insightsofmichael.com. All right. If you would like to be a part of the program, there's a few people ahead of you, not a whole lot right now. And so, 347-327-9316, 347-327-9316 is the call-in number to this program. I decided not to really have a subject because, I don't know if you've listened to this show for very long at all, but if you have, you're going to realize that this show is spirit-led, and I just come here. I sit here, I open my mouth, and spirit fills it. We never know exactly what that's going to be filled with. But we're going to follow spirit today and see where spirit leads us, okay? That's always a good place to be and always a good thing to do. And so we'll do that the best we know how, all right? Let's go ahead and tell you what the card for the show is. It comes from my Gaia deck. Yin-Yang card, creating harmony through balance. I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm a little wobble today in some ways. And so, you know, I'm going to ground myself, and I'm going to ask you to do that with me here in a minute. We're going to just ground ourselves. But creating harmony through balance, you know, finding that balance in our life. A lot of times, you know, there's a lot of people that are called workaholics. You know, they just dive into work, or maybe you're something else and you are focused on that. You're overwhelmed with that. So we got to find a balance between family, our lives, and sometimes that's hard to do. Creating that balance in our lives, finding that harmony in our life. So the yin yang card pops in here today saying, hey, you know what? I'm going to help you with that. And let's actually, I'm going to do something new for the show. And let's pull from my angel blessing cards and let's see which angel wants to work with us today. And it is the music angel comes in here today. And every angel has different jobs. So Isfil comes in here, which is the music angel, wanting us to focus on music. So maybe today your nerves are a little frazzled already. And so what I would do is find your favorite music, you know, put on some headsets and just go into that place. Have you ever just put some headsets on? I do it all the time. I'll put headsets on, I'll crank that music up, and I love bass. I love that boom, boom, boom noise. And so I just crank it up and just chill. You know, sometimes it's okay to just chill. And that's what Spirit, I think, is calling us to do today, is just to chill. Let's just do that, all right? All right, let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for everything that you do for us. I thank you for helping me this morning as I was getting a little frazzled. I thank you for helping me with that. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for what you're about to do through me on this program right now. Father, Mother, God, I know that there's a lot of me in the way at the moment, so please help me get that out of the way and become that vessel that you always use on this program. And Father, Mother, God, let me know that you are in control of all situations, all circumstances. And Father, Mother, God, just teach me how to let go of those things that I'm still hanging on to, those things that no longer benefit me, but I'm still hanging on to them. Help me let go. Help me let go of my ego and move place that place into you. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for that. Father, Mother, God, I thank you for the strength that you give me to face the things that I need to face. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I thank you for my listeners, as always. And I thank you for giving them the strength that they need to face the things that they face. And Father, Mother, God, I thank you for their lives. And I thank you for what you're about to do in this now moment. And Father, Mother, God, I thank you for the angels that are presenting themselves right now to me and surrounding me right now. And Father, Mother, God, have those surround my listeners right now and minister unto us in this now moment. Let's forget all the moments before this now moment and let us move into the now moment. And Father, Mother, God, I thank you for that. And Father, Mother, God, I thank you for the healing. I thank you for the prosperity. I thank you for the wisdom. I thank you for the understanding that you are imparting into our lives in this now moment. And Father, Mother, God, I thank you for that. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I ask that you would surround all of us with that white light of the Holy Spirit, that white light of protection. And Archangel Michael, I ask you to come in here right now and protect us, watch over us, guide us and direct us into where we need to be. And we thank you for that. And we say namaste, and we say amen. We're going to go ahead and put on a song really quick here, and we'll be right back. And let me find a song that I want to play here. How about this one? And we'll be right back. You're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Oh.
Good.
Okay. Welcome back. And you are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. I want to talk about something really quick here. Not really, really quick, but we're going to talk about it throughout the show, I think. And it's something that nobody really wants to talk about, but we need to talk about. And I've been debating about this since the show began, but I really feel like, and I feel like that's why Spirit changed the topic for today. And in some ways, I guess in some ways it is going to fit, but there was something that happened at Walmart that I didn't talk about, and something that touched my heart, and it's just something that I really, a lot of times in our lives we have those causes that we just, you know, don't know why we feel so strong about certain things in our lives. And there was something that really touched me this morning when I was at Walmart, outside of Walmart. You know how sometimes you go to Walmart and there's people outside the door selling stuff or, you know, trying to raise funds for churches or Girl Scouts or Boy Scouts or, you know, whatever, right? And a lot of times we don't stop and acknowledge those people outside there. And there was a woman standing there at a table, and I went over and I talked to her, and I found out what was going on and what she was raising money for. And what she was raising money for was like a safe house for, you know, domestic violence. You know, sometimes, unfortunately, in our world, there are people that just don't know how to treat other people. They just don't know how, I guess. And domestic violence, unfortunately, in our world, not just in the United States, but in our world, is an ongoing epidemic. It's an epidemic. It's an epidemic of violence that needs to stop. And I stood there and I talked to her for a few minutes, and, you know, I said, man, I'm sorry that you had to go through that, because she had been there. She had been in a very bad situation that she needed to get out of. And I said, I'm really sorry that you went through that. And she sort of shocked me and surprised me, because she said, no, it was actually the best thing that could have ever happened to me. Because she got out. She, you know, it was hard for her to get out, but she got out. And I talked to her for a few minutes, and you know, I didn't really go into her story, but, you know, I just acknowledged that, you know, that I was proud of her, and that, you know, I'm glad that she listened to the Spirit within her and got out of a bad, bad, bad situation. I'm going to give you some really quick numbers, and then we're going to take some calls. But I'm going to give you some quick numbers. If you are in a bad situation, if you are in a domestic violence situation right now, and maybe you don't know how to get out, maybe you just feel like that there is no way out, I want you to call some numbers I'm about to give you, okay, besides us. In the United States, the domestic violence hotline is 1-800-799-7233. Again, in the United States, the domestic violence hotline number is 1-800-799-7233, safe. In the UK, you can call. In the UK, the number in the UK is 0808-2000-247. Again, in the UK, the number if you're in a domestic violence situation is 0808-2000-247. Worldwide, You can look it up on the computer in your area, okay? And also, the one thing I will tell you, a lot of times we think of domestic violence just being against women, okay? Please listen to me, men. Because a lot of times it can be against guys, too. So if you need those numbers, again, in the United States, the domestic hotline number is 1-800-799-7233. In the UK, it is 0808-200-247. Worldwide, look it up on your computer. All right, let's go ahead and go into the show. Susan, I appreciate you calling in today. How can I help you?
Hi there. I always enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Who is that? The music that you had on last night. Who was that?
Last night?
Yeah.
Okay. You would ask me last night. I've slept since last night. I'll have to look that up for you. Just drop me an email. And just mention last night's show, and I'll look that up. I can't remember what I played. I'll look that up for you, and if you drop me an email, I would send that to you. So, all right.
Okay, so I guess I just want to know whatever spirit has for me.
Okay, let me go ahead and pull some cards. I actually got my animal guide deck out, so let's see what the animals want to say. Okay, to you today.
I love animals. Okay.
All right, let's go ahead and pull them then. The walrus. It says, remain vigilant about the current situation that you're in right now. Pay attention to signs and omens and let them dictate your choices. So whatever is going on in your life right now, you know, pay attention to it and just know that spirit's already working. They're showing you little signs about how to get out of this. Sometimes, you know, sometimes we're missing those little signs because we're looking for those gigantic, you know, signs in the sky that says, okay, this is the direction. And we miss those little things in our lives, those things that spirit's showing you. But, you know, pay attention to that. The spider, trust the creative spark you're feeling and express it through writing stories. You know, I find it very interesting. In the last few days, I've had a lot of cards telling me about people writing. I've noticed that in reading for people. And so I really feel like that keeping a journal. I don't know if do you keep a journal?
No.
Okay.
I started to write things down a little while ago, but then I kind of put it to the side.
Right. Yeah. Because I think what happened is a lot of stuff started coming up, and I've done this myself, so I understand that this happens. You know, we're keeping journals, and then we're starting writing stuff down, and as we're writing stuff down, stuff is coming up. Then we're writing it down, and we go, oh, I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to face that. I don't want to look at that. And that's the very thing that is holding us back, and we just say, oh, no, I don't want to look at that. So I think that's what's going on here. And so I would try to keep a journal again, and when this stuff comes up, Susan, you know, these emotional things that do pop up every once in a while, that, you know, a lot of times we just think, I don't want to just deal with this, so it will go away. They don't go away. And so we have to get rid of them and ask our angels to help us with that. And I definitely see that for you. Use both your intuition and intellect right now to solve the problem or get the answers to your question. You're very intuitive. Trust the intuition inside of us. A lot of times we're just not trusting that gut feeling. So trust that gut feeling. It won't lead you wrong, and hopefully that helps you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You have a great day. All right. Bye-bye.
You too.
All right. Yeah. So, Jordana, let's talk to you really quick here. Hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I was so glad you were on this morning.
Well,
I have a
I'm
relationship
glad.
Question.
Okay.
If that's okay?
Yeah.
Lately, I've just been feeling kind of some distance from my boyfriend I'm with, and he's been busy, and I've been going through a lot of health issues, so that could be it. But I'm just wondering if you see things like getting back on track, and or if you see us ending things, like what way is it going to go?
Okay. All right, let's look at this pretty close here, and I'm going to slow down for just a second with you. Let's look at are you still not feeling good? Let's focus on that for a minute. Are you still not feeling good?
Oh well, no. I actually got it taken care of. I'm just recovering
okay.
now.
Okay, you're just recovering. Okay, because I when I looked at your energy, I want to tell you what I saw. Okay.
Yeah.
Because when I looked at your energy still looks a little depleted. The one thing that I really would
I'm exhausted.
Yeah, because I would really watch the immune system right now. The one thing that I feel like your body really needs right now is electrolytes in there. What I would suggest, I wouldn't suggest Gatorade because of the sugar in Gatorade.
Right.
But I would suggest a Smart Water, which has electrolytes in it, or something else that doesn't have a lot of sugar. You know, I wish that Gatorade would take the sugar out of their stuff, but the one thing that, because they have a good product, they just need to get rid of the sugar. So that's what I'm telling with that is you need electrolytes. Your body just feels to me just like woo. It just needs recharged a little bit. Rest right now. Take care of yourself. As far as this relationship goes, let's get to the question that you asked about. Okay. And the one thing I will tell you is I do feel like that this relationship is okay. I feel like that right now it is right where it's supposed to be. In this now moment, it is exactly on course. What I mean by that is both of you need to really take some time and examine where you want to go and stuff like that. He needs to really, I will tell you, he really does love you. He really does care about you. You know, mm-hmm. He has a hard time sometimes showing that, probably.
He's a very, like, macho guy.
He doesn't know how. I will tell you, he's having a really hard time understanding his emotional self, okay? He's not, guys, I will tell you from a guy point of view, we just have a hard time with this kind of stuff. A lot of guys out there just have a really hard time of being in touch with their emotional side. From a very early age, I feel like that he was taught not to show emotion. And when you get that belief system in you, it's hard to override that, okay? I do feel like he can override it. I believe he will override it. And I do believe this relationship will work out.
You don't see like a breakup anytime soon.
No, I would be totally shocked if there was a breakup here, because I don't see that. I do feel like that you guys both need maybe to limit your time with each other for a little bit here, but I don't see a breakup, because the one that I'll tell you, he just seems overwhelmed emotionally right now. And I feel like there's something going on with his family that you're not aware of, because I just feel overly, when I look at him, I feel overly emotion here, emotional overload with him, to the point that he doesn't know. Go ahead.
We're doing a business deal together that includes me, his dad, and him, but that's not what it's about.
This is not anything to do with the business. This has something to do with somebody in the family. This feels like a woman thing. I mean, there's somebody, a female, that's they're worried about or something like that. It just feels like that to me. It has nothing to do with the business part of this. I remember talking to you about this now, but no, it didn't have nothing to do with that. I would just, breathe. I feel like what's happening here, Jordan, I feel like your mind is overriding your spirit for a minute and just got you all worried and all frustrated. So you got to push the shut up button on your head and listen to the heart.
I don't know.
Okay. It's hard. Meditation would help you, okay? But I don't see any problems with this relationship at all. Okay, so
you don't. Okay, well then that's
would,
good because we've been fighting a little.
And that's going to happen. Everybody's emotions are on edge right now, so that's good. That's probably normal for a lot of people right now. But the one that I'll tell you, I do feel like that this will pass. Unfortunately, I will tell you, it looks like to me, June, July are still going to be rocky here. Okay, by August things should calm down, but I will tell you, it looks like to me that June and July are still going to be rocky. All right, as severe as it has been, but you're going to have some problems until he lets go of some of his emotional stuff. All right.
Then that's good.
Just breathe and know that he loves you, and that's all that really matters. Okay.
It is. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. I mean, if we know that a person loves us, we can deal with the craziness that's going on right now. And I want to tell you, there's just a lot of craziness going on right now on our planet. And everybody's on edge. I've been talking about this, and I want to talk about it again really quick here. There is something big. I don't know what it is yet. I don't have it yet. But there is something big on the horizon for our planet. Okay, not just for the United States, but for our planet in a whole. And I feel like that this, I feel like that things are going to get a little crazier, but I feel like that this is the break that we're looking for, because this has to happen for us to get to where we're going. Okay? But I do feel it on the horizon. I do feel like it's almost in vision here, and so it's coming. And I feel like that everybody's feeling this. Everybody's on edge. I'm not the only psychic or the seer or whatever you want to call us that is seeing something on the horizon here. Some of us are already having, you know, it's like, have you ever put a jigsaw puzzle together? It's like, I feel like I have a piece. I feel like that somebody else has a piece. What we need to do is get together so we can get all the pieces together so we can figure out what's going on. But I feel like if you listen to other shows, even here on Black Talk, you're going to hear some readers giving you little bits and pieces of what the bigger picture is. So, you know, give everybody a break right now, because we're trying to get all the pieces together. Okay? When we, you know, especially when I get the bigger picture here, I will tell you what that bigger picture is. But right now, I just have bits and pieces. But I will tell you, it's on the horizon, and I can feel it in my vision, but I don't have it yet. So all I can tell you at this moment in time is, you know, if somebody's in your face and yelling at you, and a lot of times they're not even going to know why they're yelling. They're not even going to know why they're explosive right now. So do your very best to get them some space. You know, give yourself some space. If you feel emotionally overloaded, don't be so hard on yourself. Ease up a little bit, okay? Ease up a whole lot if you're being really hard on yourself. And just realize that all of what's going on right now is a part of us awakening to our true nature, okay? And the quicker we get rid of this garbage inside of us, this emotional stuff, these false belief systems, these limited belief systems, these things that are holding us back, it's going to be a whole lot easier on us. But we are making this way too hard on ourselves, and me included. I'm talking to me. You know, there's stuff that I don't really want to deal with, but I know I'm going to have to. I know that I'm going to have to face some of these monsters. But, you know, a lot of times monsters are not as big as we think they are. A lot of times their shadow makes them look huge and gigantic. And sometimes their teeth looks a little scary. But when you really get down to the nitty-gritty, they're not very tall. They're not as tough as we think they are. Do you know that a lot of times we are giving power? Please listen. Then I'm going to give you some more numbers here in a minute. But do you know that we are giving our power away? Anytime that we give control to somebody else or something else, we are handing that power over. We're saying to ourselves that we're not worthy, or we're not good enough, or this is just the way it always has to be. But we don't have to be in a situation that is not for our higher good. You are, please listen to me, you are a spiritual being housed in a human form, and you deserve to be treated as such. A lot of us grew up in homes that were abusive, verbally, physically, whatever, sexually, whatever. Unfortunately, a lot of us grew up in situations like that. But we don't have to stay in that kind of mentality. We don't have to stay in victim mentality. And I want to tell you, I have been in very bad situations in my life. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail yet. But I've been in abusive situations. Okay, I understand abuse. But I also understand love. And I understand that Spirit loves us. And the Spirit wants us to heal. And Spirit wants us to be better. And so today, if you're in a bad situation, if you are in a situation that you just don't know how to get out of, maybe you're in a domestic violence situation right now, you know, and the one that will tell you, dating relationships are hard sometimes. If you're in any kind of violent situation, all I can tell you is pray about it, ask Spirit to help you with it, and then if you need to, get out. In the U.S., the domestic violence hotline number is 1-800-799-7233. Again, the National Domestic Violence Hotline, 1-800-799-7233. If you're in a bad situation, call it. There are people there that care about you, that understand your situation. Don't be afraid to reach out for help. In the UK, the number in the UK is 0808-200-247. Worldwide, visit International Directory of Domestic Violence Agencies for a global list of helplines and crisis centers. All right? Let's go ahead and go back to calls. Anne Marie, I appreciate you calling in today. How can I help you?
Hey, Michael.
How can help?
It's Shaman Mom.
Hi, how can I help
you? How are
you? I am good.
Hey, I told my son to call. I mean, he can't call from Peru, but I gave him the Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I understand. Yeah.
Or just,
you know, if he has a computer or something, tell him to drop me an email. That would be good. So.
Yeah, and that would be on the Gmail one, right?
Right. Either one of those will get to me, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
And also, my sister-in-law called. She was the last caller on Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't remember. Unfortunately, I don't remember shows so much.
No. She goes, he'll remember me. She asked for universal prayer.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
You talked about domestic violence, and if you're in trouble, she said if you never hear from me again, call these numbers, but she won't elaborate on what's going on.
Right, yeah. I feel like that there's somebody listening today, unfortunately, that it's in a really bad situation and just doesn't know how to get out. And we've all been there. I mean, we've been in situations that we just didn't know what to do. We just didn't know who to reach out to. And, you know, and also a lot of times I think that people are in those kind of situations. I think a lot of times they don't think that anybody's going to believe them. You know, that.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, and that nobody's going to be there. And they're told that a lot of times, you know, that nobody will believe them. But how can I help you today?
Well, that's it. She asked me to call to ask for universal prayer for her. And if you want to pull a card for me, I'm down with that.
Okay, let's get down with some cards here, okay?
let's do it.
All right, let's do it. All right. The guy, you're going to make me laugh, and I'm not going to be able to talk. All right, the guy I called, it pops in here, and it says, wisdom, knowledge, spiritual understanding. In every situation of our lives, we need that. And that's what's coming in your life right now, is that wisdom, knowledge, and spiritual understanding. And you're going to start feeling that. So I appreciate you calling in, and let's go ahead and pray for the situation right now, okay? Let's go ahead and pray for that. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for Anne-Marie, and we just ask that you would just help in the situation with this other person, and Father, Mother, God, we just ask you to touch and heal in all areas, and we say namaste, and we say amen. All right, thank you for calling in.
Namaste. Thanks. Have a great day, Michael. Love you.
Thank you. I love you, too. All right, bye-bye. Let's take some more calls here. Let's talk to Gail. Hi, Gail. Whoop. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
All right. Rose, do me a favor and check that call. Let's move on to Mike.
I'm Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good.
I appreciate you calling in. How can I help?
I recently been talking to my friend Holly, and I was just curious. She's been passing on some words from the other side, and I just want to know, is it true that she can keep get in touch with the my friends on the other side?
Okay. Yes. Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's yes. Yeah, she can. And I understand that you're questioning this a little bit, and that's okay. It's okay to question. I mean, actually, Spirit wants us to question things. Spirit doesn't want us to buy everything that we're being sold, okay? And so, but I will tell you that I do feel like that she can. I will tell you that with everything that's inside of me. You know, that's just going to be something that you're going to have to work out for yourself, and I think a lot of times I think it's just fear that's in the way here a little bit. But to answer your question, can she communicate with other people that you know on the other side? The answer to that is definitely yes.
Yeah, because she hit some things right on. Okay.
Yeah. She definitely. Yeah, if she's hitting right on, then I would say yes, definitely yes. But it's okay, you know, for a lot of people that don't understand the spirit world, you know, that kind of stuff can be scary, and it's okay to ask about people, and I'm glad you're asking about her. I mean, that says a lot about you. And so, but as far as I can see, Mike, I'm going to say yes. And as far as this relationship goes, the spirit's saying to go slow here, because both of you just need to go slow. But I do feel like that it can work out to something a lot more concrete and a lot more long term. But it's going to take a little bit to get there. Okay.
Okay. Thank
All right,
you so
thank
much.
You. No problem. Thank
Have
you
a
for
good
calling
day.
In. You too. All right.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, let's go. Let's try Gail again, because I tried hitting her, but I couldn't get anybody. Let's try again. Hi. I cannot hear her. Okay, if you can hear me, please call me back. Just hang up, call back. All right. Because I don't know what's going on with that call. All right, Sabrina, let's talk to you. Hi.
My question is about my relationship. I just want to know, what is the true trouble between the two of us, you know? And, you know, what is it possible that something, what can heal us in this relationship?
All right. Man, I'm going to have to double check this, because I don't think you're going to like the answer I'm getting. But could you say, just to be sure, could you please say your first name out loud, please?
Sabrina.
Okay, and just give me the initial of his first name.
L.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to be quiet for just a second as I double check this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But if you can listen to my voice, you're going to know that I'm not liking what I'm seeing, okay? But I got to tell you what I see, all right? I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. Okay, I've checked this 3 times now, and Sabrina, I'm really sorry to tell you what I'm about to tell you, but I do believe it's for your higher good. I don't see this working out. I'm really sorry. I don't know exactly why. I can't give you a reason why. I just feel like whatever the obstacle here is that it's just something that he's just not willing to move out of the way. Okay, I feel like it's a lot of him. Okay,
Another relationship. Is that what it is?
I will tell you that I do feel like that there is somebody else around. Now, is this a romantic relationship that he's in with somebody else? I don't know that, but I will tell you that there is something else going on. Okay, I will tell you at this point that I don't feel like he's done anything out, you know, physical with this relationship that's outside of you and him. But I do feel like that he's being really drawn that way. Okay. I don't want to see you get hurt, you know, any more than you already are. And Spirit doesn't want that either. But right now, I just feel like that there's, as far as everything inside of me, my spirit within me is telling me that you need to look elsewhere for what you're looking for, okay? And I will tell you that there is somebody else coming into your path. It looks like next year. You need to heal from this. I'm really sorry that I couldn't tell you this was going to work out, but I think you'd rather know the truth, okay?
Is this the same person as before? Can you ask Spirit that, or this is another person?
I feel like that this is somebody else.
Because I had a dream about a female in my neighborhood, and I want to know, is the dream true, or is telling me that it's close?
I feel the only thing I can tell you with that, because I don't know, but the only thing I can tell you is if you're having dreams, then follow those dreams, okay? Because Spirit's talking to you about this and telling you, you just don't want to face this. You don't want to deal with it. Nobody does. I mean, nobody wants to see this stuff. I don't want to see this stuff. But I'd rather know the truth, and I'd rather know that somebody else is out there for me, and you know, somebody's going to love me, than be with somebody that can't be faithful to me. You know, that's all I got to say. And so you're going to have to make some choices and some decisions. Those are all yours, of course. I just told you what I'm seeing and feeling, okay? I'm really sorry, but I know that something's better on the horizon for you, okay?
So he doesn't want this relationship anymore.
At this moment, I don't see that. Not at this moment. Okay, I'm really sorry. All right, I got to move on, but I do appreciate
you
calling in. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.
No problem. Yeah, man, I'm really sorry. I really wish I could have told you something different, but I think that you'd rather know the truth, and at least I hope you'd rather know the truth. So, all right. Because, you know, if we don't listen to the truth, and then, you know, we don't go by those things, you know, and if you're having dreams and you're having those gut feelings that something's wrong with your relationship, there's probably something wrong with your relationship. You know, a lot of times we just don't want to face the situation. We want to do, you know, and it's okay to give people the benefit of the doubt, and it's okay to say, okay, maybe, but, you know, if it's over and over and over and over and over and over, then it's probably time for it to be over. All right, let's move on to Sugar. Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
How can I help you? I'm good. How can I help you?
I'm good. Well, I was just wondering, like, I'm in school and everything right now, and I have two guys that's, like, been, like, really wanting to, like, spend time and hang out with me and stuff, but I haven't really had any time. But I'm about to be over with school. My question is that, do you see me forming into something in the near future?
In the near future, yes, definitely. I would say more, looks like to me more the fall. And the one thing that I would do, Sugar, right now, you got several people that are interested in you, okay? And so that's a good thing. that's not a bad thing right now. That's a good thing. And so,
yeah, because there's more than two, but I was like,
I
don't want to say.
Yeah, I saw a whole lot more than two. Okay, so, but hey, that's okay. That's okay. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that, okay? You're mm-hmm. an awesome person, and people, they're drawn to you. It's mm-hmm. sort of just like you just draw these guys to you. Because mm-hmm. does that make sense? And that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. But the one thing I would tell you is, so right now, Spirit just wants you to have fun. You know, I don't see a serious relationship for you for a little bit. You know, mm-hmm. just get to know these people. You know, it doesn't hurt to go out and go to a movie or have a drink with them or, you know, have a meal with them. Mm-hmm. you know. I would just do that right now. I wouldn't get really serious with anybody right now because I feel like that for you, Sugar, I feel like that you're in a place of healing still. I feel mm-hmm. like you're in that place of getting to know Sugar.
Wow.
Does that make sense? And so,
yes,
you know,
totally.
And so just be Sugar. And it's working. Whatever you're doing is working because people like to be around you. And so that's a good thing. You know, I feel like that there are some hurts in your life that you are working on healing, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
And so continue to do that. Now, you said you were in school, right? Because I see education around you. Or did you say you were in school?
Definitely. My husband in the books. I've been getting hundreds left and right for the first time in my life.
Oh. All right.
I'm totally focused in school right now. Yeah.
Right, yeah. You know, keep your focus there. And, mm-hmm. you know, if you want to go out and have fun, go out and have fun, okay?
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that. All right? So hopefully that helps.
Okay. Thank you so much. Big time.
All right.
Time.
No problem. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah. So, that's a good thing. So, let me go over and look at something really quick here. You know, I don't know, honestly, why... this is really touching my heart today about just abuse. I, you know, I'm a kind of person that I just don't understand violence of any kind. I just don't get it. I don't like sometimes things that I see in myself, and I don't like seeing it in other people. You know, and any kind of violence is wrong. You know. A lot of times we think of domestic violence, we think of domestic violence as somebody doing this, you know, hitting me or hitting somebody. But abuse is abuse if it's verbal or if it's sexual or if it's violent. It's abuse. We got to really watch what we're saying to each other. You know, the one thing that I feel in the human race is that we don't watch what we're saying. You know, there's an old saying that says, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Well, that's not the truth. Words will hurt you. You can get over somebody hitting you with a stick a whole lot quicker than you can get over somebody calling you stupid. I don't know who I'm talking to right now. Maybe I'm talking to me, but I want to tell you something. If somebody thinks that you're stupid, right now I can feel it. I just saw it, and I want to tell you. I want to speak to your heart. You're not stupid. You're not dumb. You're not ignorant. You're not what that person said about you. We're buying into what other people say about us, and we need to stop it. The only thing that really matters is what Spirit says about you. And you're beautiful. You're awesome. You're great. You're just not seeing that maybe today. And maybe you're not even feeling that today. And maybe you don't even understand love today because maybe you've been in a situation that you just haven't ever experienced real love. If somebody is psychologically or verbally abusing you, that's not love. It's not love. You deserve to be loved. The National Domestic Violence Hotline number is 1-800-799-7233. The UK number is 0808-200-247. Worldwide, visit International Directory of Domestic Violence Agencies for a global list of helplines. Let's move on to some more calls. Let's talk to Susie. Hi, Susie.
Hi, Michael. How you doing?
How can I help? I'm good. How can I help?
I liked how I came into your show. You were talking about relationships and how when they're over, and you need to realize that.
Right.
That was very good. And the one thing that I wanted to tell you was, is that remember we prayed over our finances the other day?
Definitely, yes.
Well, that day I got a Visa rewards card in the mail.
Ah, well, that's good, I guess.
Yeah.
So
it is.
Hey, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to see if you were available for an appointment today, a little short one.
Would have some time later on in the afternoon. Yes.
Okay. What time your time?
Let's see. I think I have a reading. How about? Looks like to me. Looks probably about 2 o'clock.
Your time. Okay. Good.
All right.
Okay. I look forward to talking to you later, Michael.
All right. I appreciate
you
calling in.
Thank you so much for being there, Michael.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. So I'm going to share a story here in a little bit of a person that I know that was in a very bad situation. I'm going to share that story with you here in a minute. But let's talk to 215 right now. Hi. Hello?
Hello.
Hi. How can I help you?
Yes, I have a question. I would like to know, basically, do I have a uncle that's working to help me on the other side?
Oh, definitely. That was quick. Yeah, definitely. It was like I heard, I almost heard a man's voice that says, "You gotta be kidding me." So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Definitely. I heard this voice thunder through my head that says, "You gotta be kidding that she didn't even ask you that." I was like, "Give her a break. She doesn't understand the spiritual world that well." Definitely working on your behalf and all of your loved ones. One thing I want to tell you and everybody listening to me right now, that we have a whole bunch of helpers, and we have really awesome helpers because we have our family members that have crossed over, that know us better than a lot of people, and so they're working on your behalf. Yeah, definitely. Working on your behalf. Working really on your finances. Really helping you in that area of your life, but all areas of your life, but definitely finances. So your spirit guide, I will tell you something about your spirit guide. Do you understand spirit guides?
Not very well, no, sir.
Okay. Let me tell you a little bit about spirit guides. Spirit guides, because there's a reason I want to do this. Because spirit guides are put into our life to work on areas of our life, to help us with those areas of our life. Your spirit guide, in his lifetime, was a banker. And so his focus is money. Okay? He knows how money works. He knows how to get money flowing into you, how to do stuff. Because I feel like the biggest obstacle for you, my friend, is finances. And so does that make sense to you? I just feel like that's an obstacle that you have. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir, it does.
Okay.
Very much.
All right. And I feel like that you have a thinking in place here that you don't think that you deserve money. And you want it, but there's a little trigger that goes on into your head. I can almost see it that says, "I don't deserve it," or "It's never going to get better." Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah.
I can almost see it happen.
Sir.
Okay, and so let's let's bypass that. Okay, let's bypass that trigger. And I'm going to slow down for just a second with you, okay, because I don't want to rush this, okay? So so the one thing I want to tell you, and we're going to do this together, okay? I'm going to teach you how to do this really quick, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so what I want you to do is I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to see the biggest number that you can think of money-wise, the biggest number that you can come up with, okay? You got it?
Mm-hmm.
You get it in your head. Okay. And now what I want you to do is I want you to say to yourself, I deserve this amount of money. I want you to say that to yourself. And I want you to really believe that, because you deserve that and a whole lot more. Okay. And Spirit wants to bless you, and you can open your eyes, but Spirit wants to do that for you. So the next time that your little trigger goes off, what I want you to do is tell it to shut up, okay?
Right.
You have no problem with telling other people to shut up when you don't like what they're saying. And so when your brain starts doing this to yourself, sorry, but that's just what I saw. But you don't have no problem. You don't take that crap from other people. So why are you taking it from your head? So just tell your brain to shut up. Because you deserve everything that Spirit's about to bring into your life. Your financial situation starts improving next year, way beyond anything you can imagine, as long as you keep manifesting and learn how to shut that little tape that plays that says you don't deserve it. You do deserve it, and way beyond whatever that big number was in your head. You deserve that and a whole lot more, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a great day. You too.
Bye
bye. All right. Okay. We're going to skip over a call. I'm going to tell you why. When I talk to you, I need quiet. If there's a lot of background noise, I can't function in background noise. There's a call on my switchboard right now that I have been told there's a lot of noise, and so I'm going to skip over that call. And I'm sorry, but I just can't deal with that noise. It interrupts my energy flow, okay? I'm going to give you some signs that you're in an abusive relationship. Okay, here are some signs to look at in case you are in an abusive relationship. Do you feel afraid? Please answer these questions. Your inner thoughts and feelings. Feel afraid of your partner much of the time. Answer yes or no. Avoid certain topics out of fear of angering your partner. You're afraid to bring up certain things because your partner is explosive. Feel that you can't do anything right. You're never good enough. You never, no matter how hard you try to please that person, you just can't. Believe that you deserve to be hurt or mistreated. You think that you're bad and you deserve to be treated bad. First of all, you got to get that out of your head. Come on. Nobody deserves to be hurt. Nobody deserves to be mistreated. You are a divine being. You are divinity inside of you. I don't care what your partner is telling you about you. I don't care what anybody's telling you about you, because that is a bunch of nonsense. If they're not seeing that, if they're not seeing the great person you are, that's nonsense. The bad thing, my friends, is a lot of times we think bad about ourselves, so we put ourselves in bad situations, and then we think, oh, I deserve that because I'm a bad person. Nobody deserves that. Okay. Wonder if you're the one who is crazy. You feel emotionally numb or helpless. Right now, unfortunately, in our country, right now, in the world, there are people right now, as we speak to you, as I speak to you, that are getting hit right now. Our emergency rooms are filled with people that have broken arms, broken legs, black eyes, whatever, that say, I hit a door or I fell down some stairs. And then we make excuses and we say, well, you just don't understand because you don't understand what they're going through. And they love me. If they love you, they wouldn't be doing that to you. Your partner's belittling behavior. Does your partner humiliate or yell at you, put you down all the time, criticize you, say that you're not good enough, treat you badly, that you're embarrassed for your friends or your family to see, ignored or put down your opinions or your accomplishments, blame you for their own abusive behavior, saying that it's your fault, see you as property or a sex object rather than as a person. They think they own you. Nobody owns you. That was abolished a long time ago. Okay? All right. That was, man. All right. Your partner's violent behavior or threats. He or she have a bad or unpredictable temper. Hurt you or threaten to hurt you or kill you. Threaten to take your children away or harm them. Threaten to commit suicide if you leave. Destroys your stuff. Does your partner act excessively jealous or possessive? You know, doesn't want you to be around other females or other males or both. Keeps you away from your family. Keeps you isolated. Control where you go or what you do. Says you can't do that. You can't be around those people. Limit your access to money, the phone or the car. Constantly checking on you. Is always texting you, wanting to know where you are, what you are doing, calling you constantly. Checking your computer, checking your history on your computer, wanting to know who you're talking to. Those are signs that there's something wrong. I met a woman one time. I worked at this church as a janitor, and I met this woman there, and she worked there as well, and she came to work one day, and she had sunglasses on, and it was winter. Are you listening? And I've always been intuitive. I might not have always had it working like I do right now, but I've always been intuitive. And I had seen her the day before with a mark on her. She usually wore short sleeves. One day I saw her in long sleeves. And I happened to notice that she had a bruise on her arm, looked like somebody had grabbed her. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to help. But I went up to her and I said, is everything okay with you? She started crying. She said, no. Everything's not okay. And I was like, do you want to talk? And she said, yeah, but not right now. So I said, how about after work? So we talked. I found out that she had a black eye. And I said, why do you stay there? And she said, because it's all I know. It's all I know. And in some ways, she felt like it was her fault. And I told her, I said, it's not your fault. You need to leave. You need to get out. And I gave her some numbers of places where she could go. But she just said she couldn't leave. And unfortunately, she didn't leave that situation. And unfortunately, she ended up in the hospital. When you're in those kind of situations, you think that it will get better. You're hoping that it will get better, but it just gets worse at times. I don't know why I'm talking like this today, but this is a show that Spirit's called, and there has to be a reason for it. You know, sometimes it's okay to laugh and have fun, and sometimes it's we have to realize that there are situations in our country that just suck. And this is one of them. Nobody deserves to be mistreated. A subtle form of emotional abuse. Remember, an abuser's goal is to control you. And he or she will frequently use money to do so. A lot of people are in bad situations right now because you don't think that you have money to get out. But it doesn't take money to get out. It takes you stepping out. There are places that will help you. Okay? Here are some ways that financially a person could be abusing you. Rigidly controlling your finances. Withholding money or credit cards. Making your account for every penny you spend. I was in an abusive situation with my wife, my ex-wife. I didn't really even see it for a long time. I didn't understand it. But she controlled all the finances. I worked 40 hours a week, and at the end of the week, she would give me an allowance. When I gave her all the money, she'd give me an allowance of $5. Withholding basic necessities, food, clothes, medication, shelter, restricting you to an allowance, preventing you from working or choosing your own career, sabotaging your job, making you miss work, calling constantly, stealing from you or taking your money. Let me give you call numbers again. The National Domestic Violence Hotline is 1-800-799-7233-SAFE. 7233 is SAFE. 1-800-799-7233. The UK number is 08-08-2-0-0-0-247. Worldwide, visit International Directory of Domestic Violence Agencies for the global list of heart-out blind and crisis centers. That's International Directory of Domestic Violence Agencies. Okay? I love you. Spirit loves you. You got to love you. I know that it's scary sometimes to realize that we're being abused. It's scary to even admit that to ourselves. But I've been in situations of verbal abuse too much in my life. People telling me that I was no good and that I would never amount to anything and that I was stupid and ignorant and on and on and on and on and on and on. But you know that there was a day in my life that I woke up and I said, I'm not going to take that anymore. I deserve better. I know that there's better for me. There has to be better for me. And I started opening up to love. I didn't even know what love was. I didn't know what love was for a big, huge part of my life. I didn't understand it. I didn't understand unconditional love. I didn't understand it because I never had seen it. We can't understand something that we've never seen or experienced. It's hard for us to wrap our little brains around it. Because unfortunately, there's a lot of people that don't know how to love themselves because they just don't know what that is. So how can you love yourself if you never have experienced love? That's a good question. I got a good answer for you. Because I didn't understand how to love. I didn't understand how to love. I didn't even love me. Because I didn't think I was lovable. That's what I was told. I bought it. I believed it. I formed a whole belief system around it. Thinking that I wasn't loved and didn't deserve love and I was evil and on and on and on. I could go on and on. But that's what I was told. And I thought, okay, it has to be true because people in authority are telling me this about me. People that are supposed to know things are telling me that I'm stupid and that I'm unlovable. So no wonder I bought it. But one day, years down the line, unfortunately, my friends, not until my 40s did I start really understanding that I deserved better in my life. It was my late 30s, I started thinking, okay, something's different, something's wrong. I deserve better than what I'm getting. I went through a period of questioning everything I had been taught. And in that period of questioning, I found me, I found center, I found love. I began to find out what that was. Luckily for me, somebody came into my life that showed me unconditional love, that said, Michael, I love you no matter what. And I tested it, and they still love me. They taught me how to love me, how to love Michael. And for the first time in my life, I love me beyond a doubt. Because I'm awesome and I'm good and I'm smart and on and on and on. I'm a divine being with unlimited potential. And so are you. And when you see that, it's going to be so freeing. That's why I do what I do, because I want to empower you. I want to see you be all that you can be. And that's what you want to do. And you want to be free. You want to have that life that you know that's out there. But some of you have to get out of situations that are no longer working for you. And you know that. Yes, it can be scary. When you don't know what to do, it can be scary. But trust the intuition inside of you. Follow that gut feeling inside of you. You got it there. All right, let's talk to Lisa. We're about to run out of time. Let's talk to Lisa really quick. Hi, Lisa. I appreciate you calling in. I almost didn't see you. Hi.
That's okay. I just want to thank you for your show today and speaking on this topic that a lot of people don't want to bring up.
Right.
And
I really honor that. Yeah, nobody wants to talk about it, but it's a problem that a lot
it
of
is.
People, unfortunately, are in. And,
yeah.
and you know, we got to not to be afraid to talk about hard subjects sometimes. We got to know that Spirit loves us no matter what and
exactly.
always has a way out for us. How can I help
exactly.
today?
Exactly. Well, I just want to say that I, too, was in an abusive domestic violent marriage, and
right.
I got out 11 years ago, and I will never look back.
Yeah, congratulations on getting out.
Thank you.
I'm sure it took a lot on your part to get out.
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
Was it scary for you?
It was scary. I think the scariest part was on my way out.
Right. Yeah.
And I say
that's
the most dangerous part for a woman is when she's actually physically
getting out.
Leaving the marriage.
Right.
That
yeah.
was scary, so I had to really be grounded and really be very connected to Spirit, because when Spirit said, it's time for you to go, I needed to go.
Yeah, yeah. And I think we all have those light bulb moments,
mm-hmm.
you know, of when we know that it's time to get out or we're going to get killed, you know. You know,
that's so true, because, again, Spirit was like, if, you know, if I did not listen and move when I needed to move, I mean, I saw my death. Spirit showed me in a dream.
Right.
This is going to happen if you don't leave this marriage and get out. And that was to me, that was a defining moment. I just packed whatever I could, left, did not argue, did not cause any, just not cause any problems, and just left.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I've known women that I've had to help actually run away from their situations, you know, because, you know, they were afraid for their very life.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah. And unfortunately, you know, there's a lot out there. But, you know, what I tell people is just say, you know, if you know it's time to go, go. You know,
that's
there's
right.
people out there that can help you. You know,
that's right. That's
Run to the, you know, run to a church, run to somebody to help you.
Absolutely.
So, but how can I, you got a question?
Yes, my question is that, thank you for taking my call. My question is that I have a job opportunity. Well, actually it's an interview on Wednesday, and I'd love to know, would this be the right opportunity for me?
The right opportunity. You should have a job offer by Friday.
Really?
Yes,
my God.
Really. Yes. Really.
Wow.
I see an offer. I don't see you getting an offer right at that interview. I feel like they're going to have to talk it over. But I would see an offer coming from them on Friday. I would say it looks like you'd probably be working the next week. Yeah.
Wow. Just with one interview?
I feel like that there's possibility of another interview. I feel like it would probably be on Friday, where another interview's coming. And then, again, you know, by that end of that business day on Friday, you should get a call.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Okay, but I do feel like that there is going to be a second interview. I feel like that that's on Friday. But the interview on Wednesday, I don't feel like that there will be an offer. I feel like that there will be another interview. And then after that interview, then it's going to be later on in that day. You're going to think, man, they didn't say anything, but that's not how they work. And so, but they're going to give you a call, I would say, by the end of business day on Friday. Okay?
Wow. Oh, excellent. And is it a good environment?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's time for you to have good environments. Yeah, you've had enough bad environments, but yeah.
Yes. Don't you know? Yes. See, you know.
Yeah, I do know. So, yeah, but yeah, you've had enough bad environments. So it's time for you to have the life that you deserve. I see that up ahead for you.
Amen.
So this is part of that process forward, okay?
Thank you, Michael. Thank you so much. Love you very much. And truly, thank you for opening the show and being brave and talking about this subject.
All right. You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Truly, blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. You know, nobody wants to talk about this stuff, guys. You know, I almost didn't want to talk about it, but I thought, okay, I kept thinking, I thought, okay, there's a reason that woman came into my path today. There's a reason I went to Walmart before the show today. Because I had been skating around this for a while now. Nobody wants to admit that we've been in abusive situations. We want to think our life is wonderful and everything's great and rosy and beautiful, and it just isn't at times. But it can be if we see that we deserve that. My marriage wasn't all bad. There were some good moments, and I didn't even realize that it was abusive in some ways. And I'm not saying that I was a perfect angel in that situation either, because that was way back before a lot of who I am today. So I messed up, and I admit that, and I've done everything in my power to make amends for some of my stuff. So I'm not going to say that I was a perfect saint, because that would be a lie. Because I was hurting so bad because I grew up in a very abusive situation. Emotionally, verbally, physically. I didn't grow up in the Brady Bunch family. And when we don't grow up in the Brady Bunch family, it's just hard sometimes. And I'm not making excuses, because I should have made better choices with some of my behavior. But that's behind me, and now I'm a different person, and I'm trying to do better, and that's all we got to do. We got to just do better. Like I said, I really debated about this show today. And I knew when I got home what Spirit was laying on my heart was this program. Domestic violence needs to stop in our country and in the world altogether. It just does. And, you know, we got to be the change that we want to see in the world today. We got to be the change. But first of all, we have to realize that there's a problem. We can't get help until we say, okay, there's a problem. And in our world today, my friends, there's a problem. In 2005, 1,181 women were murdered by an intimate partner. According to the National Crime Victimization Survey, which include crimes that were not reported to the police, 232,960 women in the U.S. were raped or sexually assaulted in 2006. And you can imagine that those numbers have increased, unfortunately. Gotta stop. You know, and I believe in a world ahead where we won't have domestic violence, where we won't have violence. I can't wait, because I don't want that anymore. I don't want that for me. I don't want that for you. I don't want violence anymore. We got to stop being bullies, and we got to stop being lovers. We got to be what we want to see. We got to. I saw that woman today at Walmart, the woman that started this show today. And I stood there, and as I was talking to her, I didn't see a victim. I saw a very empowered woman that knew that she made the right choice. She wasn't crying. She was happy, and she was smiling because she knew that this organization that she was helping raise funds for helped save her life. She stood there not as a victim, but as an empowered woman, and so can you. Or if you're a guy, so can you. But it takes stepping out. If you are in a bad situation, for the last time on my show today, I'm going to give you these phone numbers. In the U.S., please call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233. The Domestic Violence Hotline. 1-800-799-7233. In the UK, call Women's Aid at 0808-200-247. Worldwide, visit International Directory of Domestic Violence Agencies for a global list of helplines and crisis centers. Let us pray. Father, Mother, God, right now, my heart's breaking. Because I don't understand violence. I don't understand, especially domestic violence. I don't understand family violence. I don't understand this stuff. Father, Mother, God, where I've had problems, I ask that you heal those areas of my life. I ask that you would touch people listening to my voice right now. I know nobody wants to face the subject. Nobody wants to admit it. Everybody runs away from it. And I thank you for my bravery to face it. I'm sorry that we live in a world where we have this right now. But I thank you for a world that's coming where we won't have it. And Father, Mother, God, give us the courage, if we're in bad situations, give us the courage to leave. Give us the courage to heal. Father, Mother, God, just give us wisdom and understanding how to deal with stuff in our lives. Let us see ourselves not as victims anymore, but to see us as empowered people, living empowered lives. And we thank you so much for that. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I pray for every boy, every girl, every woman, every man right now that is in a bad situation. And I ask today that you would help them get out. That today, that nobody hits another person. That nobody tells another person they're stupid today. I'm sick and tired of violence. And I pray that you heal us. Let us know that we deserve better. And let us be better. Let us love a little stronger. Let us love a little more. So let us love today, not fight. Let us be the change that we want to see in the world today. And we say namaste. We say amen. And we say hello to, really quick, because I'm running out of time. Sherry, hi.
Hi, Michael. God bless you.
You're welcome. How can I help today?
Well, I just want to thank you for your compassion. It was felt by me, your empathy and your love. I just want to let you know that. I can identify with the topic today. And I was going to ask a different question, but I feel compelled to ask about a job in the future, perhaps, of me working with empowering women. Do you see that for me?
Definitely. Definitely. That's your calling. Definitely. That's the reason you went through the stuff that you went through. I want to tell you that,
mm-hmm.
Sherry. There's a reason why we go through what we go through. What I've gone through in my own life has made me the person that I am today, speaking to you. And
mm-hmm.
and nobody likes to go through this crap, but it makes us stronger. And you know, if we let it, you know, we can either let it destroy
mm-hmm.
us or make us stronger. It's made you stronger. It's made me stronger. Yeah, definitely. I would say next year.
Is that right, eh? So is that possibly more schooling in the future, do you think?
Yes, definitely see more schooling for you to help you get some of the education, some of the stuff that you're going to need to help you with that. I definitely see some counseling, some things like that for you. Definitely see that. I definitely see in front of crowds actually helping women learn that they can get out of these bad situations. And so
mm-hmm.
and that's an awesome thing. And I appreciate you calling in today, okay?
Thank you so much, Michael. God bless.
You too. Bye-bye. And I'm glad, Sherry, I'm glad that you got out. I'm really glad that you got out of there. All right, let's talk to Sugar one more time. Sugar, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to call. Well, I was already listening the
yeah.
whole time, and
right.
everything that you said, I've gone through the same thing. So I just want to let you know that I really appreciate everything. I really appreciate you sharing your story, and I really appreciate it a lot. And it helped
you.
Me in a lot of ways, like because I was in the same exact situation and it was like really bad, and it took me a lot to get out of the situation. And that's the best thing that I ever did in life, and it brought me really closer.
I think Sugar, the one thing that we got to realize is when we talk about our own stuff, when we talk about how Spirit has helped us out of situations, you know, when I talk about the situations in my life, Spirit's got me out of there. I am so glad that I'm not there anymore. You know, that I'm in a whole lot, better place. I'm more empowered today than I've ever been. I know who I am, and that's the great thing. You know, it don't matter what anybody else says about me or any of that stuff, because I know who I am. And it took a while to get here, but I am not going backwards. When we get out of those situations, Sugar, when we get out of those places, we're so free, we ain't going back.
Amazing. Yeah. Like, it's like the best thing that you can ever do. And I'm like super, I've always been very spiritual. You know, I'm Christian. I grew up in the church and everything. Yeah. And like, I like totally lost that spark in that situation. And I lost everything. I lost me. So coming back to be not who I was, but better than who I was, is like the best feeling ever. You know who you are and you know your worth.
Yeah, and I'm sure, Sugar, in your own life, you probably had this wake-up moment. When you went to a mirror one day, because this is what happened to me. I went to a mirror one day, and I looked in the mirror, and I was like, whoa, who's that guy? You know, because I was free. I didn't even recognize me. The first time that I had a day when I was really happy, I thought, whoa, what is this? You know, because I didn't know. You know, it's unfortunate because you go, whoa, what's this? You know, whoa, okay, this is what it means to be happy. Yeah. You know, this is what it means to be
like, this is what it feels like. I haven't been in a serious relationship since it happened, but I've been in a serious relationship with myself. And like you said, from the first call, you know, you're healing right now, so you're still healing. Enjoy yourself and everything. I'm like, whoa, he hit that on the money. I'm totally still healing. Like, cause
you definitely are.
Really, really long ago. It was like
3 years and the best relationship and the only relationship really that matters is our relationship with ourselves. You know, we forget about ourselves. You know, unfortunately, a lot of times people run from one bad relationship right into another bad relationship. And because they're thinking that next person is going to complete them, going to make them whole, going to make them feel better. But that's not the case. The case is when you find love inside of you, which is the Spirit within us. And when we find that, when I found that, that was so amazing. It was like, whoa, you know, this is what I've been looking for.
It's really hard when you, like I was in the same, like, as you, like, I grew up in a household where it was, like, you know, a lot of fighting and arguing. So me coming up as a little girl, I'm looking like, you know, I never saw myself being in a relationship somewhat similar to my mother and my father. And I'm like, holy shit, this is like a repeat, and I have to break this chain. And I just have to.
You gotta break the cycle.
Yeah.
You know, because I grew up in a home that my dad, he'd leave one moment and would be ooh, all happy. Next moment he'd come back and he'd be like, whoa, who's this guy? And when you grow up like that, it's scary, because when you're in
you only know really what you see coming up, you have to, it kind of makes it hard on you, because you have to go through it yourself to realize that's not the case. This is not love.
No.
That's what happened with me. And I really thought, like, oh, well, you know, it's love, you know, him seeing black eyes and stuff, like, looking in the mirror, like, oh, well, he's just upset right now. Like, making excuses for him is definitely not the move. Like, that's the worst thing. That's the worst, like, kind of like to live, to be yourself and to be free and to give yourself, your heart to God and, you know.
Right. Definitely.
Be completely pure is to be who you are so God can give you the life that you deserve.
Well, Sugar, I wish I could talk to you all day, but unfortunately I'm running out of time. But so,
I know.
But,
I just had
hey,
to call you back and talk to you.
Oh, no, that's okay. I'm
eyes,
glad
so I was like, oh, my God, I got to
yeah.
touch one. But
yeah,
thank
yeah.
you so
hey,
much.
Hey, I'm glad you did because, you know, like I said, I wish I could talk to you all day long, and
yeah.
I think that our conversation would help people. But unfortunately, I'm out of time. But Sugar,
okay.
I'm glad that you know who you are, and that makes me happy. And continue on your journey to self-healing, okay? And then all
thank
the rest of the stuff that you want in your life will come into your life, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Unfortunately, I'm out of time, guys. You know, the one thing that I would tell you in closing is there's going to be times that we have to talk about stuff that hits us right in the face. Today's subject, I think, really hit you in a lot of ways. If it did, examine why it's hitting you so hard. Examine that. Don't be afraid to feel whatever you're feeling right now, that this subject is brought up. Don't be afraid of that. There's a reason you're crying. There's a reason your heart's breaking right now. There's a reason tears are flowing down my cheeks right now, because I'm sick of this. I'm sick of hurting people. Do you know that hurt people hurt others, heal people heal others? I couldn't do the work that I'm doing right now if I didn't start the healing process. I didn't want to admit that I grew up in an abusive situation. I didn't want to admit that my marriage was abusive. I didn't want to admit that I was abusive at times. Nobody wants to admit these things. But we have to admit that there's a problem so we can heal. We can't heal until we say, okay, I'm hurting. We got to admit that there's a problem. We have to recognize that there's a problem. Then we have to realize, okay, am I going to put up with this crap anymore? One last time. In the U.S., please call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233. In the UK, Women's Aid can be reached at 0808-200-0247. Worldwide, visit International Directory of Domestic Violence Agencies for a global list of helplines and crisis centers. Okay. All right. If you'd like to get hold of me, you want to talk to me about this subject, if you just need to reach out to a friend right now and you don't want to reach those numbers, go to my website. There's a phone number on that website. Right underneath, there's a video there. You'll see a phone number. Call that phone number. My phone will be on. If you need to talk to somebody, call me. Reach me by email at insightswithmichaelymel.com, youareawakening@gmail.com. Go to the website. There's a contact form there, insights, www.insightswithmichael.com. There's lots of ways to get hold of me. But I will tell you, I will be in my office for a little bit here. My phone will be on. If you need to talk to somebody and this has really touched you today and you just need a friend, I'm here. 347-327-9316 is this call-in number. But we're about to go off air. But you can find my business number on our website at www.insightswithmichael.com. sometimes it just helps to know that somebody's been there. I've been there. Done it. Got the ugly t-shirt to prove it. But you know the one thing that I learned about all those situations in my life, all the abuse that I went through all kinds of stuff, my friends. I've been verbally abused, physically abused, sexually abused. I've been there. I've got the ugly t-shirts. But I'm not a victim. I'm a victor. I changed it because I decided that I didn't want to give power to that situation in my life anymore. The moment that you take back power, that's where your first step is, taking back power. Saying, I'm not going to be treated like this anymore. I'm not going to hold anger towards these people anymore. Because even if we hold anger towards the people that have abused us, we're still giving them power. Whoa, that's a whole nother show. So, but yeah. I love you. Thank you for listening to the show today. I know it's been different than what I normally do here. But it's about time for somebody to speak up and to say enough is enough. If I need to be that voice, then I'm going to be that voice. Because enough is enough. So if you're going through a bad situation, it's time to think about your choices. And you got choices. Don't think you never have choices, because that's a bad mistake. You always have choices. You're never stuck. You have choices. All right? And remember, it's okay to reach out. If you don't want to reach out to the numbers that I gave today, reach out to me. I'll help you in any way I can. I don't have all the answers, but I can help you the best I can. Okay? So we're going to call all angels to help us have wisdom and guidance and understanding in all areas of our lives as we close out today. We will be back on there Monday. Monday we will be on there 6 p.m. Central. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. If you would like to set up a reading with me, I even feel bad about even putting that out there, but if you would like to get a reading from me, I can help you with some answers probably today. So if you need some guidance today, www.insightswithmichael.com. You're saying, well, why do you feel bad about that? Just because of the subject matter of the day. But if you need answers, I got some I can probably help you with. So www.insightswithmichael.com. And so reach out if you need me, okay? All right, thank you for listening. Have a great day. And ask the angels to help us and guide us. You be you. That's where it starts, you being you. Realizing that you deserve better in some cases. Okay? You be you, I be me, and together we'll get there, I promise. Join me Monday at 6 p.m. Central. All right. Thank you, guys. Be safe. Always. All right. Bye-bye. Oh, one more thing. I'm going to give you a big, huge hug. Somebody needs a big, huge hug right now. And so, everybody close your eyes. And I want Spirit to hug us. Spirit's going to use me to hug us, okay? I need a big, huge hug. So, let's let Spirit hug us. Everybody close your eyes. From Spirit to you. Here's a big, huge hug. Spirit says to you, I love you and always will be with you. Bye for now.
signs. Let me